Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
One more day for Game 5, but the series now, it's always pivotal. Game 5, pivotal Game 5, it's almost like redundant to say that because in just about every seven-game series, that Game 5 means everything, and this one certainly
will
be one to watch as Phoenix now gets to go home. Home teams have won all the games. Again, full coverage, ABC, 9 p.m. tip-off. Well, tip-off a little bit after 9 o'clock, of course, and then full coverage on ESPN Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern is when that begins. We watch to see if Chris Paul can get back to his form. We watch to see if Giannis can continue to play the way he's been playing.
Which is ridiculous. If Milwaukee wins it, he's the MVP.
He's the MVP right now.
You can't give it to him unless they win.
No, I know, but it's 2-2. So 2-2, candidate,
oh,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
And Devin Booker, I guess, would be...
You could kind of... Can you make a case for Chris Middleton?
Sure you can. I think he needs one more game. His game one was good.
Yeah, but you can make a case.
You need one more game.
I think Giannis is
too.
The whole body of work and everything in the knee and this and that and the drama, the block. The
front runner.
Yeah, front runner.
Yeah,
so he's out front.
Front runner.
Devin Booker's behind. And then I think Chris Middleton is in third.
Okay. By the way, Twitter enjoying the R&B segment we just had.
Oh, thank you guys
for
listening.
Caleb tweets, Keyshawn, the most entertaining radio voice hands down.
Hey, say that
radio show.
Tweet that to the what website or what link that is. I need to. Hey, where's our bosses when you're saying these things?
Just retweet that and make sure everybody sees
no,
that.
I'm kidding. I'm just
no,
being
but it's
fun.
But that's like if there's ever an era to go back to, like if you think about like in your life,
don't get off track. We're talking about the game.
Oh, no. I'm getting back to this because we talked about it. That's the era to get back to.
Yeah, no question. No question at all. And just think. All these young dudes that's playing the NBA, like Devin Booker. Like, Devin Booker doesn't even know what that is. Like, he has no idea what that is.
See, there are old souls in every generation.
I promise you.
You saw the car he was driving the other day, right?
Yeah, but that's because that's – stop, man. The low ride of the 60 – I think it was a 60 – it might have been a 61 Chevy Impala.
That was an Impala?
I think so.
I thought that was a T-Bird.
No, it's Impala for sure.
All right.
But that's what they do right now. The young cats with the cash flow, they roll it out. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't even know how to hit the hydraulic switches if he even have hydraulics in it. He wouldn't know anything about that. So I don't know if D-Book and DeAndre Ayton, who else would be young that would
– All those guys. Bridges is young.
Yeah, Bridges. I don't know that they get that.
They don't understand
Because think
it.
About it.
Their coach does, Monty Williams. That's
his
wheelhouse.
For sure.
Monty was at Notre Dame, right?
For sure. Yeah, Chris Paul probably get it, but I don't know that they do. But in 1990, though, if I can get that 1990, that window, you know, that 89, 90, 91, 92 window of that R&B.
That's the wheelhouse.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
If I could get those guys in a concert right now, not the way they are right today.
Like you have.
But if I had a special, some sort of meds or something that can bring them back.
No. You just need a hot tub time machine.
A time machine. Okay, there you go. If I can get a time machine to take them back and we can get them right now and
we
today.
We get a DeLorean.
No, I don't even need. Oh, you mean the car.
To go back in time.
And I'm we were here and we just put them on stage right there. Mm. Just give me 10 hours straight of that.
Because like you go to Florida now, you get all these 50s and 60s acts that are doing, because you know, everybody retires, goes down there. And like you see, you know, you
I'm
see
not
them.
Looking,
and you're like,
I'm not looking.
I don't know if I want to.
I'm not
see
looking
that.
For Vegas Boys to Men. Yeah. I'm not looking for Vegas Jodeci. I don't want that. I don't want. Right. I want old Mary. I need Mary and just
Mary J.
Blige. I need that. I need that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey. That,
yeah. It's a hell of an era.
I'm getting ready to go on vacation,
that.
Man.
Yeah,
so
you can tell.
I'm enjoying this Friday.
You can tell.
You know,
Keyshawn, J. Will,
as we
Zubin,
talk sports.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. Are we supposed to? Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. I mean, we could talk a little music, too. I used to do that. So when I had a show in New York, that's all I used to do at night. It was just me. And we would talk some sports, but I would roll into music and all kinds of music, and we'd play some. And I don't know. There was a different vibe about it, and it was fun. So why can't we do it? If we could do it at night, we could do it in the morning. So
hey, but in the morning, this is what this show is all about. It's about fun. It's about having people smiling and laughing
and
as they go to work and thinking about their weekend. Because we're not the only ones going on vacation.
Oh, no.
This is summertime,
it's
baby.
July,
and people are headed all over the place.
There
headed
might
to
be
the,
people in the car right now
driving,
on their way to vacation.
Driving to the Hamptons, going to Maine, Nantucket.
Why did you point to me?
Well, I'm just saying, the East Coast.
I'm not going anywhere near Maine. You're like going to Maine, like as if I'm going to Maine right now.
Nantucket, Rhode Island, whatever.
No, I'm going hockey dad for the next week. That's what I'm doing, but still. While we're doing it, we'll be watching sports, and one of the things we'll be watching is the NBA Finals. Chris Paul did not have a good game four. He admits it. Five turnovers. There's some debate about whether or not that hand injury is part of this, but no excuses made by Chris Paul. He talked about what they need to do now for game five.
You know, you can't just bank on the fact that you got home court. You got to go out there and play the game. You know what I'm saying? You got to go out there and execute. So we'll do that. We'll do that. We tend to respond well, but it's easy. We know what we got to do. We know what we got to do. Be better.
The handle, I'm telling you, Key, as we're watching the highlights on ESPN News, the hand is not, you know, he fumbles too much with it. Normally he's smooth with it, and he was not. He fumbled the ball a lot, hesitated, short on shots.
So you think when he's going to pass, there's a little pain there, or there's catching or something along those lines that's altering him being able to put the velocity on the ball and guide it in the direction in which he's trying to push it.
I feel like for a guy like him and how good his handles are, that's not a typical performance from him where he is that sloppy with the basketball.
Or maybe.
So I'll make the excuse for him. Mm-hmm. I know others won't. Others don't want to.
I'm just making an excuse just like the coach. Every now and then, great players do have bad games. Doesn't mean that something's wrong with him.
Here's how you'll know.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, he's home. Like you said.
He's had a stinker and a half.
Knows it's a level of must win. Yeah. Like it's pretty close to, because the last thing you want to do is go down 3-2 and then head back on the road.
We don't want Chris Paul to be put in the same position as he has in the past, where things were looking so bright for a championship, and then all of a sudden something has derailed him. Because clearly I'm one that is rooting for Chris Paul ridiculously to win the championship. I'm not rooting against the Bucks and Giannis. I'm just rooting for Chris Paul.
Again, if you don't have an interest, that's the other thing I never understand with people, like when you're outside of these markets and you're talking about it that way. It is the best story. It is the best story. Giannis is a good story too, winning a championship with the Bucks. It's a good story. Giannis has more runway left.
That's what I was going to say. I guess when I'm looking at it from that standpoint, I just feel like Giannis has more runway.
Yeah.
Like Chris Paul.
He can do it again.
Chris Paul is kind of like landing in the taxiway and getting ready to go to the gate.
We have begun our descent.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's a long, right. It's not over.
Right.
But the
flight attendants already said, please fasten your seatbelts and return to your seats as we are beginning our approach.
Yeah.
Put
your trays up, all that sort of stuff, seats back, all those sort of things. That's where Chris is at. Where Giannis is just on the runway getting ready to take off. He's in the air, and he's got about
a couple hours left.
15 hours to go.
He's on his way.
Got a while to go.
Yeah. So that's the story with the finals. But you know, either way now, because it's 2-2, we've got a competitive series. And after 2-0, we weren't sure we were going to have that, but we do now, and that's why we're excited to see that.
And Chris Paul can win now while he's in it, because the West is going to get ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Next season.
Yeah, even if he came back next year, I don't think you'd say the Suns were hands down. Right, no doubt about it. Baseball season now back in the second half after the All-Star weekend, and we do have some controversy and some concern that's going on. We're going to discuss that with Buster Olney in a second. Tune into American League East rivalry tomorrow night, we hope, as the Yankees host the Red Sox. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Unclear, you know, what happened yesterday in New York with the Yankees and Red Sox as a series was about to begin the second half of the season after the Midsummer Classic. There was a lot of expectations. The Yankees already dealing with their own issues and where they are in the standings and how they've looked, and then playing a very good Red Sox team, the rivalry between these two. And then all of a sudden, there was no game. And it had to do with an outbreak within the Yankees of COVID, which heightens everybody's now attention of thinking, well, I thought we were out of this thing. Oh, we are not. Buster Olney joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, our ESPN baseball insider. And Buster, you know, that was my initial reaction is when they postponed the game, I initially said, wait a minute, we have vaccinations. I thought we've gotten through this. Clearly we have not.
No, and there was a lot of concern in baseball last night because, of course, Aaron Judge was at the All-Star game. And so just an hour after Major League Baseball announced that they had postponed last night's game, Red Sox are taking batting practice on the field. Alex Cora standing behind the cage. Tim Hyer, their hitting coach, is there. And three of their All-Stars are told as they're leaving the field, you have to go get tested right now because you were around Aaron Judge. And you would assume that that conversation is going to be happening in clubhouses all across baseball today. I don't think as we sit here this morning, we have a full understanding exactly what the scope of this is. And if you're Major League Baseball, you're hoping it's just limited to that one clubhouse. We'll see.
Buster, will we see more come out today?
Yes. The test results from yesterday with the Yankees' three position players, Aaron Judge, Kyle Gashioka, and Gio Urshela, they'll get those results back. They'll also get those first results back from the Red Sox All-Stars who were tested yesterday. Among those, Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, J.D. Martinez. And at that point, Major League Baseball can make a decision on whether or not today's game is played, if the rest of the series is going to be affected in any way, or maybe they'll rearrange a doubleheader. And then they should start to get some of the results back from testing that resulted from the contact tracing done after they got this information yesterday.
Does Major League Baseball plan to make any at all, Buster, significant changes as we speak?
Not that I heard specifically yesterday. Now, I will tell you that this situation ramped up, I think, attention on this around baseball. For example, Alex Cora, when the Red Sox held their team meeting yesterday, told his players, look, we've accomplished so much this year. We need to be diligent as we go forward. We need to be careful. You know, there was a sense within the Red Sox clubhouse earlier this year that they had done a really good job of this. They want to continue that. I would expect that that type of conversation is going to go on around clubhouses all around baseball today to have this after seeing what, you know, this rash of at least six cases with the Yankees.
Yeah, and again, like I said, it's almost a little jarring in a way because we did feel like the Yankees have been through this. You know, you've talked about that. The Yankees, it was in May, right, where some coaches and also – and they just kept playing. All right, we'll put you guys aside, but we keep playing. But this is – I'm not going to say it brought everything to a halt, but it does feel like there's a lot more concern about this than there was in May. What's the difference?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, this is a, I mean, it's I think the truth of it is that at that time, those affected were coaches, right? There were no players at that time. This time, it's all players. And that potentially interrupts the Yankees' season. And let's face it, from the Yankees' perspective, this is potentially devastating. If you're Brian Cashman, their general manager, if you're Aaron Boone, their manager, you're driving home last night thinking, we might be without our best player for the foreseeable future. You know, if, in fact, Aaron Judge, that test comes back positive from yesterday, he's going to be out a while at a time in the season for the Yankees when they're absolutely at a tipping point. They go into the series against the Red Sox 8 games out of first place. Their big problem has been scoring runs, and their best offensive player may not be available to them. You do wonder if that's going to inform some decisions by Cashman to be aggressive and to buy. We saw last night, for example, the Atlanta Braves go out, trade for Jock Peterson from the Cubs. It's a great buyer's market, it looks like. So there are going to be players available for the Yankees to go out and get an outfielder if that's what they choose to do.
Buster, what's the latest on, you know, I can't let you get out of here without asking about the Dodgers. The latest
on. Come
on. You mean come on? What's the latest on Clayton Kershaw?
Well, they don't think that elbow issue that he had was major. They, you know, feel like he's going to be back in a reasonable amount of time. But let's face it, Key, they need to ramp up their rotation. They need to go out in the market and get some help because as we sit here today, we have no idea if Trevor Bauer is going to pitch for them again this year. You know, he's under investigation right now. His administrative leave was extended. And the Dodgers in recent years, every season, they've gone out and been one of the most aggressive teams in adding help before the trade deadline, whether it was Yu Darvish in 2017, whether it was Manny Machado, they'll go and do something.
Who would be the something that we would go and do? Give me a few names off the top of your head.
Okay, all-star pitcher Kyle Gibson from the Texas Rangers is available. A lot of teams are interested in Jose Berríos of the Minnesota Twins. He's not a free agent until after 2022, but he's drawing a lot of interest. And some teams, I think, Key, are going to ramp up their pitching, even if they have an issue with their starting rotation, by adding a reliever. There's no doubt about it. The most coveted reliever in the market this year, Craig Kimbrell, the closer for the Chicago Cubs. And the Chicago Cubs right now are like the buffet table for all contending teams because they're out there ready to sell.
Yeah, that's where I was going next with you, Buster. Buster only joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline is Chris Bryant. And there's some, you know, going back to New York, there's some talk about the Mets having some interest there. What's the reality on something like that?
I think there's an excellent chance that by the time we get to the deadline, the Mets will have added a prominent infielder, whether it's a Chris Bryant potentially or a Javier Baez. Here's the reality of it. You know, there's so many sellers right now because the standings are so polarized. We have a good idea of who's going to make the playoffs. And what that means is that there's a glut of position players available. So if you're the Mets and you have a need, you don't have to rush out and make a deal. You can basically wait for the market to come to you. They're one of the few teams looking for infielders, and Chris Bryant and the Mets potentially a match by the time we get to the deadline.
Is there something the Angels can do? I know this is out of left field, no pun intended, but I ask this because of coming out of the All-Star game, so much buzz about Shohei Ohtani, obviously Mike Trout being there as well, and yet they still seem like this team that's on the treadmill. You know, they've made moves. They tried to make that team better. They got a manager.
Yet, I can answer that for you. It's the Angels.
Oh, stop. Yes, you're going to have that Dodger blue bias. But in all honesty, though, Buster, maybe it's an NBA kind of thinking from my perspective. But when you have two guys, stars like that, especially a guy like Ohtani, who's captured a lot of people's attention, they've got to be better. They can't be a team that doesn't make the playoffs again and just stays out of our consciousness.
You're 100% right. The moves they made in the offseason to improve the pitching staff, they just haven't worked out. That said, they have played better over the last 6 weeks. Even without Mike Trout, they've hung in there. And now, you know, Trout's return seems to be on the horizon. They've also a player you didn't mention, Anthony Rendon, another guy who makes over $30 million a year. And I do think there's some pressure there because, remember, Ohtani potentially could be a free agent after next year. You think that's going to be a big topic of conversation as we get closer to the fall of 2022?
Yeah. But how about the fact that he already once said no to the Dodgers and no to the Yankees? Would he say no to them again?
I think if you are representing Shohei Ohtani, you're feeling really good that you're going to get either a massive extension from the Angels or you're going to get a huge deal with another team.
So it doesn't matter who. I just wondered if maybe he was the one that didn't want the big market, the major market, and that would limit, you know, where he'd go. But again, you're right. If you're the Angels, you don't even let him go.
Well, and I will tell you this, after watching this year, this is someone who loves the stage. He was so comfortable when he came to New York and played the Yankees. There was a lot of focus on him. And then watching him for 2 days at the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game, he loves this. So I don't know who, you know, decided in the end to, you know, put him with the Angels. I know he had a comfort level with the front office there. But moving forward, this is a guy who absolutely should be on the biggest stage possible.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. He was a lot of fun to watch him this weekend. Buster, thanks so much for the insight. Appreciate it as
Let's
always.
Let's go, Dodgers!
All the best. Buster Olney, our baseball insider on the Goodyear Hotline. This MLB Weekend Preview brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. Key, The Yankees are going to be sellers. I don't think there's any question about it at this point. They have to be. Where they are, and now they're dealing with this, who knows what's going to happen with Aaron Judge, how long you're going to miss him. As you mentioned, eight games
like
out.
It's always seemed like he's on the
they just have not
disabled.
They've never got
whatever.
Every time it also they'll have a couple of games and you'll feel like, okay, the Yankees are starting to maybe
go
Yankees.
Again.
But the Red Sox have taken such a lead. The Rays are not intimidated at all by the Yankees. You know, like
they've got some decisions
to make.
It's
not for the Orioles, they're the worst team in the division. They really need to figure out where they're going from here. They've got to be sellers. They got to be
selling. They got some decisions to make for sure. I think when you look at it, though,
now Severino's almost coming back. Maybe get another pitcher, but you know, I mean, it's a Loaiza. So Loaiza is one of the guys
I'm
in
glad
the COVID.
I don't have that problem.
No, you don't. Well, you got Trevor Bauer. Hello, you've got to figure
that
whole thing out.
I'm not talking about that problem.
Figure that out.
I'm just talking about I don't have to worry the agony that you go through that every, you know, Yankee fan is going through because
you understand it's been now a decade.
Yeah.
Like it's over a decade since they reached the World Series. Reached it. Yeah, I know you're smiling. I get it.
Not my problem.
No, not your problem. But for the Yankees it is a problem. It's a big problem. And there's a lot of questions to be asked. The owner was not going to make moves with the front office or the manager in the middle of the season. That's fine. But at the end of the season, if they are where they are right now, you got decisions to make. Definitely have decisions to make.
Well, that's why you're the owner.
I don't know, but still, you got some serious decisions to make with that team. What one former number one thinks of the Patriots number one? We'll discuss that after I discuss with you Straight Talk Wireless. It's time for some Straight Talk. We've all been there. You have some real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi where you're working isn't going to cut it. It's like leaving the winning runner stranded on third base. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month, all on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, compatible device required. See StraightTalk.com.
Cam Newton will live up to the expectations. This is why Bill Belichick went out and loaded the deck.
I guess it's now time for me to uphold my end of the bargain, doing everything that I know I'm capable of doing.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
SportsCenter right now. Colin Morikawa leads the Open Championship right now at Royal St. George. Morikawa 6-under on the day, 3-shot lead, 9-under for the tournament so far. Remember, he won the 2020 PGA. COVID-19 issues in multiple sports right now. Aaron Judge among six Yankees to test positive for COVID-19. Thursday's Yankees-Red Sox game was postponed as a result. The Yankees have three positive tests for COVID and three tests still pending, according to GM Brian Cashman. Meanwhile, for USA Basketball, Bradley Beal was placed in the protocol Wednesday and ruled out of the Olympics on Thursday. Jeremy Grant also placed into the protocol out of caution, though Coach Greg Popovich has expressed optimism that the forward would be able to remain with the team. Richard Sherman to be released from jail without bail with several conditions following his arrest on suspicion of trying to break into his in-laws' home in northeast Seattle. Sherman was ordered not to drink alcohol or do drugs and not allowed to have contact with his father-in-law as part of the conditions to be released. Also not allowed to possess a weapon. He did not appear before a judge Thursday, but was represented by his attorney and released without bail after prosecutors did request the bail for $10,000. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn with Key here in New York City. Warren Moon joining us right now, Hall of Famer, on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Warren. You know, from one number one to another, I know earlier on you did some mentoring with Cam Newton. What are your expectations for him in this season after what he went through last year?
Good morning to you guys. You know, first off, I think, you know, Cam is a guy that has a tremendous amount of pride, and he's a very, very hard worker. That's something I really learned about him, you know, working with him every day. And he was one of those guys who was kind of a perfectionist. He didn't want to end the day without having something positive go on as far as a positive throw or whatever. He never wanted to end on a completion, incompletion or anything like that. So I think he's going to bounce back this year and play better. I think last year he got off to a really good start, even though he didn't have a preseason or he didn't have a training camp to come in there and learn a pretty complex offense that New England runs there. But then when he got COVID, it seemed like he was never the same player after he came back from that, and just was never able to get back to the form that he was starting to gain early in the season. So I think he knows what's at stake. They drafted a quarterback in Matt Jones in the first round. Usually you're going to try and play a first rounder as early as you possibly can. But I think Cam understands that he's got competition, but he also understands that he's going to have a chance to have now a whole offseason, a training camp, some preseason games to get himself back up to form. So I think he's going to be much better than he was last year at this time.
When you look at the quarterbacks in the landscape of young QBs in the league, Warren, the Chicago Bears face a very similar situation to the New England Patriots. They drafted Justin Fields. They signed Andy Dalton, I believe, to a $10 million one-year deal. And essentially, he was going to be the starter until draft day. What should the Bears do at the quarterback spot? Should it be Justin Fields immediately, or should they try Andy Dalton?
I think they just have to really take a long look at Justin Fields as they're going through the offseason right now, going into training camp, what they were able to see during OTAs and things like that, and then how he progresses. You don't want to put him out there too early, because you can really ruin a quarterback you know, very early if you put him in there and he's really not ready. But the fact that they do have Andy Dalton, it gives them kind of a bridge guy to allow for him to get himself ready to play. So I think it's something their coaching staff has to really look at closely and just see what his progression is, see how well he's playing against competition, you know, after the practices and all that are over during training camp, and then go off of that. But you also know you have Andy Dalton, the guy who's won a lot of games in the league. He's probably on the downside of his career, but he's still a guy that knows how to do the right things. He just probably can't do it anymore physically the way he did earlier in his career. So I think you just wait and see when he's ready to play. And then once he's ready to play, you put him out there on the field. That's why you drafted him that high. And he is the future of the Chicago Bears.
Warren Moon, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback, 9-time Pro Bowler, 1990 NFL Offensive Player of the Year, 5-time Grey Cup champion in the CFL, and on and on about his career, joining us this morning.
That CFL Hall of Famer, and also in America Hall of Famer as well. I don't know how many guys have done that.
I don't think anybody, right? Except Warren Moon.
Right, right. I mean, there can't be anybody that has done both. That's in both Hall of Fame.
I don't think so.
No, I'm the only one. There's two coaches, but only one player.
Only one player.
Pretty rare company.
But
not too many players do both. Not too many players play in both. Well, they don't have that opportunity.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't have been playing in both to begin with, but we'll have that conversation another time.
Yeah.
Another day and another book. Another quarterback, speaking of moving on, another quarterback could potentially be moving on once the dust settles in Houston with Deshaun Watson. If he's moved to the Eagles, like the rumor mill is starting to circulate, does he make them an instant contender for the Super Bowl?
You know, that's a really good question. First of all, you have to see, you know, what the NFL is going to do to Deshaun because of this whole thing he's going through. Is he going to be suspended for a number of games because of conduct detrimental, something like that? So it's really kind of up in the air, and I think a lot of teams are probably sitting back waiting to see what the league is going to do with this situation, because it seems to be dragging itself out. I personally don't think he's really going to play this year, but I could be wrong on that. But it's a shame that, you know, he's having to go through this. It's a very difficult situation when you start dealing with, you know, with women and things like that. But Deshaun, you know, when they had the quarterback list of the best quarterbacks in the league, he wasn't even on that quarterback list of the top 10 guys that I've seen over the last couple of days. But there's no question he would be on that list if he wasn't going through the legal problems that he was going through right now. So he does make your team better. There's no question about it, but it's still a lot of unknowns as to if he's going to be able to even play this year. And if he does play, how many games will he be able to play and how much will he be able to contribute to a football team?
Speaking of playing, is Aaron Rodgers going to play this year? Do you think, given everything that from since draft day that we continue to keep hearing, because I changed my mind like babies change diapers. I don't know.
I think everybody has.
You think he's going to play, man?
I think he's going to play, Keyshawn, only because this guy is still a competitor. He's an ultra-competitor. He's 38 years old. He doesn't have that many years left to be sitting out a season. And I really think the Green Bay Packers still give him the best chance to win a Super Bowl of all the teams that he would have a chance to go to, because everybody keeps talking about maybe he goes to the Denver Broncos because they have a pretty good team on paper. But what you'd have to give up to get him, you're going to give up some of that good football team. So I don't know if they're as good a team once you get a guy like Aaron Rodgers. He still has to make the adjustments once he does get traded to that team, so it doesn't happen overnight. You got to create the chemistry and all that it takes to be with a new football team, and he hasn't had an off season or anything like that with them. So I think he goes back to Green Bay, and he goes back because he knows that gives him the best chance to win, and he knows he only has so many more years left to play. He can't afford to sit out a whole season waiting on this thing to turn around.
Warren, when you played, because you played such a long time, did you ever in your career ever feel like Aaron Rodgers may be feeling?
Yeah, I think every quarterback at some point does. If he doesn't feel like he's getting, you know, the respect that he deserves, that he doesn't feel like he's getting any input. I felt that way very early in my tenure in Houston, but you know, things did turn around and we were able to really accumulate a lot of good talent on our football team. But yeah, I think every quarterback at some point maybe feels that way. So even Tom Brady, as great as he is, you know, winning 7 Super Bowls, I'm sure he had his disappointments in New England as far as being frustrated with the guys that he had to work with at times. So it happens. But you just have to, you know, fight through it and keep going, and that's what happens with most quarterbacks. But nowadays, quarterbacks have so much power that they're starting to exert that power, and that's why you see guys like Russell Wilson or guys who we were just talking about, doing the same thing, or Aaron Rodgers doing the same thing, exerting their power and showing that they want a little bit more say-so on what goes on. Now, does that actually happen? I don't know. Every football team's a little bit different. So far, I don't think it's happened with Green Bay, but it seems like Russell Wilson has gotten the things worked out for himself here in Seattle, and they've made some of the changes that he wanted.
Hall of Famer Warren Moon joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. That's where I was going next with you, was on Russell Wilson and how first time around, you know, was all about the contract. He gets the contract. We get the Hey Seattle on social media, and he stays there. And then we have another offseason where there's suggestions that he's not happy there and wants to be part of the decision-making. Like you mentioned, it seems like more and more we're seeing quarterbacks that want to be involved more in roster decisions, at least the elite ones. Is he someone that you feel like now, like you just said it, seems like he's settled in, but are you buying the idea of him retiring with the Seahawks?
You know, that's a tough question because, you know, once you get past 10 years or so on a football team, you just never know how it's going to end for you because, you know, salary cap situations, whatever your play is as far as it's starting to deteriorate or not, and they start looking for a younger guy. So we'll have to wait and see over the next year or so if Russell does finish his career in Seattle. But I think for right now, things are really good here, and I think they're going to have a better football team maybe than they had last year. I don't know if they win more games because they did win 12 games last year. But I think Russell's satisfied with what they've been able to do up front on the offensive line. I think having the new offensive coordinator come in with a much better rhythmic passing game will get the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker, and he won't take as much punishment. So I think there are reasons why he feels a little bit better going into this season. As for the long haul, you just never know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it was great to talk to you, Warren. Thanks so much for the insight. All the best.
Thanks a lot, Warren.
All right, Key, Alan, great talking to you guys. Have a great weekend.
Uh-huh. You got it. Warren Moon, again, the Hall of Famer, and as we mentioned, if you play in the CFL, normally it's because it didn't work out in the NFL. But for him, it's the other way. It went to CFL, he was a legend there, then came to the NFL, became a legend here, Hall of Fame in both leagues.
But he should have never been in the CFL to
begin
with.
Well, yeah, that's
what him and I was
talking
about.
That's a totally
whole
other story.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Pac-10 Player of the Year, Rose Bowl, the whole deal, mm-hmm. and he got to go to the CFL.
Yeah.
The hell was the scouts thinking?
Well, it was a different time, what they were thinking, as you know. Coming up next, let's play a little fill in the blank. It's a fun game we can play. KJZ on a Friday. ESPN Radio, ESPN News. Where else? The app.
The app.
And also SiriusXM Channel 80.
SiriusXM Channel 80.
Yeah, probably all of it.
We got them all.
We did.
We miss anything?
I don't know.
You can ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
Smart speaker, play ESPN Radio.
Want to ruin somebody's house right now? Just, hey, Alexa.
We can do it. There's a bunch of ways we can get there.
Yeah, but that's how we'll
for
get
for those
there.
That really want to listen to us and not,
right?
You know. Mm-hmm. We'll,
meanwhile,
yeah.
We'll get there next.
Hey, it's Greeny, and it should be a fabulous Friday as we look ahead to the critical Game 5 of the NBA Finals and the entirety of the second half of the Major League Baseball season. Who's getting traded? We're talking about it. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Streaming up.
Whatever became you of Casey design. And JoJo.
My desire. Like what? So this is when you just sit
I'm
there, man.
I'm
going
to let you take
just,
this.
Yeah. Give to me.
Now, what is this scene? Like, give me the scene of this one. Because can you stand the rain? You're alone in, like, an apartment looking over, like, the skyline, like, all white linen suit, maybe. You know, contemplating. What is this scene?
This young. I'm 19, 20 at this point. So I'm still kind of like in college at this time.
All right. So you're in like, this is like a dorm kind of.
No, this ain't really a dorm. I might be anywhere. I might be in the 18 and over club. You know what I'm saying?
This?
Yeah, for sure. They getting ready. Because it's slow dancing and stuff, man. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, they going to play that. And
see,
this ain't hip hop. This ain't crazy.
I thought this was more like, you know,
no, but,
the incense,
but this is, but remember, like this is fading into.
Some TV in the background.
This fading at about 1:45 a.m. before you leave at 2.
Yeah,
so they playing this right now.
This is pair up time.
They collecting all the cups and the glasses and stuff right now, telling you, last call, you can't drink no more.
Right.
And this is playing as they exiting people out. And you know, you still sitting over there. You got the. You know what I'm saying? That drip, that chocolate dripping. You know, he got the smile.
Can you explain the chocolate dripping?
Because you sweating. And you in that hot-ass club with that bad air condition. It's air conditioned, but it ain't blowing everywhere. It's only like in one spot.
It's air. It's just not conditioning.
Exactly. And so look, check this out, though.
Go ahead.
So you sitting there and you still got that, you know, you got that look.
Yeah.
And you're just like. You know, you got the look. You're just looking.
You got the head nod going,
and you're just like,
what's up?
And that's your homeboy that you know, and the homeboy's sister, and you're like,
oh, no.
What's her name? That's your girl sister? What's up with that? I'm just giving it to you real, though.
Lights flickering, it's time to go.
Yeah, all that.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna give her my joint. You know, I'm gonna give her my number, man. Tell her to hit me up.
We are going back in time today, but
it is
a Friday.
Jodeci,
it's
man,
the summer.
If I could just,
yeah, that's this sound is a special sound that brings back special memories. You and it's the same era, you and me, man. I think of this stuff, this music brings me back to dorms. My dorm
room. This could be your dorm room.
This
you might have got into an argument. And now this is playing, and you're trying to figure it out. Like, man, I ain't, man.
I know I'm trying to figure something out. I don't know if I'm.
You might, but I wasn't going there. I was just saying you might have got into an argument. And then
it's just sitting to some TV going on.
You're trying to figure out how to get them there to help you with your homework. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we get it. You guys are old.
Hey, Pat, talking about we old.
That is so uncomfortable.
Oh, he talking about we're old.
What is this song?
Well, at Fordham, you were only allowed in your dorm.
All right, Willie Nelson, let's go.
Common.
What was it like before color TVs, guys?
Color TV, really? Is that what you're saying?
If you can't rock to this, Pat, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna take you off the show if you can't feel this. It's a wrap. This is your last time producing. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you.
Remember who is president of KSPN? But if you can't feel this, even if you didn't grow up in this era, then I feel sorry for you. Simple as that.
That's on them.
You guys want to play fill in the blank,
really,
or what do you think?
Pat's very uncomfortable. He wants to get to a game. So
no, we can
play.
fill in the blank.
Let's go. Kind of what this music was about. Go ahead. Let's play it, Pat.
Keenan Allen's favorite color is black. No, okay, fine.
Blue.
My wife texted me. She said that too. She goes, "Oh, you guys are wearing a uniform today?" It's like, just happened this way.
You guys look like you both finished a shift at the hospital 5 minutes ago. Anyway, blank will win the NBA championship.
Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Game Suns. 7 back in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Ticker tape parade 2 days later.
I do feel like this is going to go 7.
I wonder if it'll be a night ticker tape because it's so damn hot.
Hot during the day.
Yeah.
Like dusk. Like
man, it's
seven-ish.
Still a buck 10. It's a buck 10
how
at
do
7.
You have a do you wait? Like, how do you have a parade when it's that damn hot?
Y'all going to go. It's heat.
What's this y'all? I melt in that stuff, man.
You know,
a lot of cowboy hats out there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of tans.
a lot of farmers' tans.
Blank and blank will play in the Super Bowl.
Ooh. Oh, come on, man. You tripping now. I'm not ready to make my Super Bowl pick. AFC and NFC team.
Is it too early?
Just play. Play. Play along. Right now.
Seattle.
Before camps even open.
Seattle and Kansas City.
Seattle?
In Kansas City.
Why are you feeling Seattle like that?
Because it's rust time.
That surprises me.
It's rust time.
Go deeper on that. What do you mean it's rust time?
It's just they right there. They just seem to – they right there. They're right there. Defense is better. Offensive line is shored up. They got playmakers. Yeah, defense is better.
They struggled.
No, early on they struggled. Yeah. They got better toward the lighter part of the season.
Okay.
So I think you're
feeling Seattle.
I do.
Interesting. So you have the Chiefs, though, going back.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs going back just because that's just what it is. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy. This is the final. This is it. The Chiefs go back, they win, and then it's it. And then Eric Bieniemy goes and get a job, and then it just starts to – they become playoff-ready type team for a couple years. Andy Reid retires, and then that's it.
I got Browns-Rams.
Okay. That's your pick.
That's just right
now. We should have had some crickets after that one.
clearly.
Looking for a number here. Giannis will win. Thank you.
But that's not. Okay.
Browns, Rams. Okay. Giannis will
win.
Great
matchup. The league really wants to see that.
Hey, you got right now, you got Bucks, Suns. If I said Bucks, Suns to you when the NBA season started, we'd have gotten that same stupid horn you guys play. Yeah, that's a better one.
There it is. Giannis will win blank, looking for number championships in his career.
One.
I got zero. They don't win it this year. I don't see them going.
Well, I don't think they're gonna win it this year, but they might. So I just give him one.
Oh, you're gonna give him one because so that's your out.
Yeah.
All right. Way to have a hot take.
I don't do hot takes. I told you that already. What I say, I believe.
You keep it safe.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Let's get one more in here, guys. Yeah. Team USA will win a blank medal at the Olympics.
Gold medal, man. Stop. Yeah,
they'll still win gold.
I don't know. Feels like they're the best bronze medal team we've ever had.
Oh, no. This isn't that. This isn't that at all because the issue with that team in Athens was they never played as a team. That was an ego issue. They were young. They didn't really have that camaraderie. This group has vets. KD is not going there to win a bronze. And conditioning was their issue from everything that I've heard. That was the problem. Guys showed up and they really weren't in great shape because they just finished their season. Some guys took some time off. KD obviously coming off the playoffs. And I'm telling you, that was more of they had to play themselves into shape. They got two more games this weekend. I imagine they'll get it right before they get to Tokyo. They still are going to have the more talent than any other team. They just can't get out-executed by other teams. That has been the problem in the past, but we'll see if that happens when we get to Tokyo. But they're going to win gold. Cam Newton's expectations for himself coming up this season, we'll discuss.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.